Hi, welcome to my podcast. This is Brian McClelland with another in the series of podcasts on internet marketing, basically for newcomers. In this podcast, I want to talk about how you become successful in niche, as we say in the UK, or niche, as we say in the USA. I'm going to call it niche, but take it as niche or niche. But to be successful in niche marketing, and to make money online, you need to know about search engines and how pages are ranked. Now, don't get me wrong, I do not expect anyone to become a search engine guru, unless that's what you want to become. However, you must understand how to find keywords that have the greatest number of searches and with the least number of competing pages. Keywords are the best way to get good rankings on the search engines. I'm assuming that you're not completely new to internet marketing and that you understand what I mean when I talk about niche marketing. It's one of the most profitable areas on the internet. However, you do need to do your research and find the best keywords to get your pages ranked highly by the search engines, which obviously the higher you are on the search engines, the more you're able to sell. Now, people will tell you you're into niche marketing, you need a blog or a website, visitors come to your website, buy your products and you pick up the income. That is very true once you have put in the preparatory work, including using your brain to root out the best keywords for the product. To do this, you need to think like your customer. Put yourself in your customer's shoes. If you were a potential customer within your specific niche, what would you be searching for and what search phrases would you put into Google to find your product? Because that is exactly what your potential customers will do. So you need to come up with as many keywords or search phrases that your customer may use. The most high-ranking keywords are called long-tailed keywords. These are keywords containing at least three or more words, hence the name long-tailed keywords. Long-tailed keywords tend to bring in the most targeted traffic, since they are very specific to the niche you're marketing. To be successful, you should think up a list, if you can, of 10 long-tailed keywords for your campaign. But I say, once you've identified your long-tailed keywords, you then need to test them, because you want to ensure that they actually work. So you need to find out how many competing pages you will encounter with your long-tailed keywords. So you need to take each long-tailed keyword, enclose them in quotation marks, and then type them into the Google search engine. When you get the results back, what you're looking for are, for one, other paid adverts on the search page, and the results come back are less than 10,000. If those two are true, then you have selected good keywords, and the chances are you will generate a profitable campaign in that niche with those keywords. If the results returned are more than 10,000, then to be honest with you, you're going into a very competitive area, and you're probably better going back to your keyword selection to find these long-tailed keywords with less competition. Again, if there aren't any paid ads in the search page, then the chances are that these are not profitable keywords. You should discard them and research different keywords. So what I'm saying here is do your keyword research up front. You'll increase the chance of selling into a niche and making the money that you actually come into internet marketing to start with. Thank you, and hopefully I'll catch up with you on the next podcast.